Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to our broadcast on today, Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry broadcast. I am your host and author, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I praise God for who I am in Him on today. He already told me who I am. He said that I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service souls. So that's encouraging to me because this is exactly what I do on the broadcast, servicing souls. Now, the Maytag man, he said that he didn't have anything to do because the machines, they are made so perfectly. But we know as children of the Most High God that there is plenty of work to be done in the vineyard. So many don't know Jesus. They heard about Him. Oh, praise God. But they haven't tried Him for themselves. And so that's what I am about, sharing the good news about Jesus and what He can and will do. He can do anything, but our God cannot fail. Oh, praise God today. And today, we're going to talk about just that. Our topic for today is God specializes. How many of you know, thank you, Lord, that God specializes? And we're going to talk about it today. So first, let us have a word of prayer. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how that our God specializes. All right? Most gracious Father on today, we sure do thank You. And we magnify You this Wednesday, Recover All Wednesday, that You have blessed us to come together one more time to lift You up and praise Your holy name. And we give You all the glory and all of the praises for that. Father, we ask for Your anointing as we go through the broadcast on today. For Your anointing makes the difference. And we thank You for it right now. In the name of Jesus, anoint the hearers, God, that are listening in to Your word on today. Thank You, God, that may have forgotten or may not have ever heard that You specializes in certain things, God. And You can do anything, but You just can't fail. And we praise You for that, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we go through this broadcast on today, we thank You. We thank You for it on today. And You said if we would acknowledge You, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that You would direct us. Thank You for direction on this Wednesday. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. And amen and amen. We already know that God, He specializes in things that we sometimes call impossible. And that's why it's so important that we pray. He said that man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not fainting time. It's not time to give up, but it is praying time. Praise God. So we don't want to faint. We don't want to quit. We don't want to give up, but we want to pray. And if you don't have anyone to pray with, you can join us on the prayer line. Praise God. We're praying Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. And you can join in with us if you have a prayer request or if you have a praise report that you would like to share with somebody that knows and believe that all things are possible with God. Some people you can't tell everything to because they haven't experienced God like that. Praise God. So they don't know what you're talking about. But you can call the prayer line and we will hear, listen to what you said because we know. We've experienced Him and we know that all things are possible with our God. And our prayer line number is 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. And that's Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. We are talking to the Lord. Praise God. And He said, well, there's two or three gathered together in my name, that He would be in the midst. And I can see it in my mind that as just like the Hebrew boys, it was three that they threw into the fiery furnace. Oh, but when the king looked in, he said, did we not go in three? He said, but I see four walking around, praise God, in this furnace. Praise God. So God, He's with us. He's with us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So He's in the midst of us as we pray and as we magnify, as we lift up the name of Jesus. So join us. Join us with your prayer request. Join us with your praise report of what the Lord is doing in your life. You know, in a lot of the churches, they've taken out testimony service. Don't do testimony service anymore. But we need testimony service. We need to know how the Lord is blessing us right now. So praise God. Your testimony encourages me. My testimony will encourage you because God has taken us through different things in our lives. So if you have an event and you want somebody to come and speak in at that event to encourage the people where they are, give me message me. Or you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Praise God. And I've given you the prayer line number that you can call in, or you can just message me on Facebook. Praise God. So let's get into our topic for today, talking about God. He specializes. I don't know about you, but I just recently went to the doctor, and they saw some things that they can't do, don't know what to do, because they are the general doctor. But then they have sent me out to a couple of specialists that specializes in those areas. Well, I want you to know that God, thank you, that God specializes in every area of our lives, our being, our world. It does not matter. Praise God. God specializes in everything, and He can do anything. Our God just cannot fail. I'm reminded of the 12 spies that went out into the land to spy it out, Canaan, to see what was there, and how that when they get back, the 10, they said that there were giants in the land and that they were grasshoppers in the sight of the giants, and that it was impossible to beat them. But then 2 of the spies said, We are well able to take them, overcome them, and take our land, because God goes ahead of us. He specializes in everything. There isn't anything that our God do not specialize in. Look at David when he fought Goliath. Oh, praise God. Little old David. They took it for granted that it was little old David. Oh, but God was right there, specializing in what He was about to do. Now, I don't know about you, but you may not have heard the song, but I've heard it from Shirley Caesar, and some others have sung it also. But the song goes, have you any rivers that you think are uncrossable? Have you anything in your life that don't seem like nothing is coming out around about it? It's uncrossable. You can't get through it. And have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? Well, what did God tell us about our mountains? He told us to speak to them. Speak to our mountains. Oh, praise God. Speak to that mountain in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Our God. He's greater than any situation in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the song goes on to say that, well, God, He specializes in things we thought impossible. Ooh, praise God. I see Abraham and the angels having a conversation, and Sarah was laughing. And the angel asked Abraham, is there anything that God cannot do? And the answer came back, no. There isn't anything that our God cannot do. And so there isn't anything. Nothing is impossible with God. And He will do what no other power but Holy Ghost power can do. Praise God. Praise God. Have you been to the doctor? As I was mentioning earlier about going to the doctor, and they're only the general doctor, but there are others who specialize in certain areas. But having Dr. Jesus in our lives, it doesn't matter what area of our lives it is. God, He specializes in everything. Ooh, He specializes in everything. So I want to introduce you. Maybe you have only heard about Him. I'm reading and how that the centurion in the lesson coming up for Sunday, he had heard about, and many people have heard about Jesus. They haven't gotten to know him, but they've heard about him. So I want to share with you on today, introduce him to you if you have not stopped and consider Jesus. Well, you know, the woman at the well, she spent all of her money going back and forth to the doctors trying to get well. Oh, praise God. But she could not. So finally, she said, I believe I'll try Jesus. And she had heard about it, that he was passing that way. And she made her way through the crowd. She made her way through the crowd to get to Jesus. And she said to herself, if I can but touch, woo, the hem, thank you, Lord, of his garment, I believe, oh, we have all to do with it. I believe we have to believe ourselves that I will be made whole. And she was so right. She touched the hem of his garment. And guess what happened? She was made whole. Praise God. She was made whole. There is nothing that our God cannot do. Now, I want to share 7 biblical responses to impossible situations when faced with seemingly impossible circumstances. The response of the righteous is very significant to the outcome. So the first thing is we must humble ourselves. 1 Peter 5:6 talks about that humility and how that we must humble ourselves and tell the Lord all about it. Humility is the key to begin every turnaround with God. Praise God. So that's where we start. We start with humility, telling the Lord, humbling ourselves, and that's 1 Peter 5:6. We want you to read these scriptures and be encouraged that God specializes in everything. The second response is that we must seek him for his answer. Matthew 7:7-8. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my cry. It entered into his ears. 2 Samuel 22:7. The third response is we must hear the voice of God. Take specific action to respond to God's prompting. We've got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. 4, remove any obstacle in your spiritual life. 2 Kings 18:1-7. There is to be no obstacles in our relationship with God. Whatever is in the way and we can move it, we need to do that. We need to keep our focus on the Lord, and he will do what we ask. Keep our focus. So we've got to get rid of those obstacles, because the devil, he uses anything and everything to distract us from God. 5, have faith in God and his power to intervene. When we pass through the waters, it says, I will be with you. when you pass through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. For I am the Lord. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee. Psalms 56:3. Faith in God produces an atmosphere that get rid of unbelief. Praise God. When we come before the Lord in his presence, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fear can't stay there, but we'll be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he has said, he will do. Praise God. God, he specializes in everything. He's our specialist. Praise God. Number six, actively wait on the Lord. That don't mean you just sit there and don't do nothing, but keep doing, keep working, keep meditating, keep waiting on the Lord for him to bring it to pass. Never give up, never quit on the Lord, but continue to trust him and watch God. Watch God. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Watching God. What will he do? What will he do? It says, actively wait on the Lord. Listen to my voice in the morning. Lord, each morning I will bring my expectancy to you. And expectancy is of the very essence of true waiting. Expectation is seeing the desired thing afar off. What do you believe in God for? What do you have before him? What have you asked God to do? Oh, praise God. But we've got to actively wait on the Lord. Listen for his voice. Oh, praise God. Get rid of those obstacles that are binding you, that are blocking your hearing. Praise God. So that you can hear what the Lord is saying to you. Praise God. And then number seven. Praise God continually through the process. You know, it don't make no difference what we're going through. We have to yet find a way to praise God. That one song said, if I can't do nothing but wave my hand. If you can't do nothing, if you can't say a word, yet praise and magnify God. It says continually through the process. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang songs. There was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, praise God, immediately, the doors were open. Acts 16:25-26. This is the signal to response of our confidence that God will make a way. God will make a way. There isn't anything that our God cannot do. He specializes in everything. Have you? Yes. Any rivers that you think that are uncrossable? And have you? Any mountains that you just can't tunnel through? Well, God, he specializes, in things that we sometimes call impossible. And he will do none nothing but Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost power. Can do. So our God, believe with me that our God, He specializes in the impossible. When it seems impossible, it's just right for our God, because He can do anything but fail. Do you believe that? All right then, believe it, because it is. And my prayer for today, let Jesus specialize in your life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Until the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. We'll see you again. Praise God. Bye-bye now.